Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Shavias. So we continue discussing the halachos as they pertain to what a person is and is not allowed to do during the Shemitah year with his plants. Says the Mishnah Hey, Hamavkia Bazayas Lo Yechapeyu Be'afar. So if a person splits off a branch from an olive tree, so he can't cover the incision, the cut where the branch is ripped off. He can't cover it with dirt. Why? Because the dirt would turn into a mud type of substance, and this would ultimately improve the tree, making it grow stronger and better during the Shemitah year, which is not allowed. Why is a person ripping branches off olive trees? Because the Mefarshim explained that it would be used for firewood, but just you cannot cover it up with the dirt. But a person is allowed to cover it with stones or with straw, because these things will stop the tree from drying out, but they will also not improve it like the mud would. Hakotzitz koros shikma lo yichapeyu be'afar. So too, excuse me, if a person cuts through like the trunk of a sycamore tree that had been cut before, a person would normally be cutting a sycamore tree because the wood was strong and would be used for beams and things like that. So again, so if a person cut through the trunk of a sycamore tree that was cut before, so he can cut, he can't cover the remaining stump that's there. He can't cover it with dirt, because again, it will improve the tree. But a person can cover it with stones or straw, that'll stop it from drying out, but it does not improve it. Then says the Mishnah, a person can cut through the trunk of a sycamore tree that's a basula, that's a virgin, meaning that it was never cut through before. Can't cut it for the first time during the Shemitah year, because this is considered an avoda, like an actual prohibited labor that one cannot do during the Shemitah year. Because this first time in particular, when you cut until the trunk, it will enable the tree to grow back stronger and thicker, and so therefore you cannot do that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedarka Asurno. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? If I want to go ahead and cut this basula sycamore, this virgin sycamore tree in a normal way, that is going to be prohibited. Meaning, if I'm going to cut close to the ground, you know, within tefachim from the ground, so that's azur, because that will make the tree grow back stronger and thicker. But ella o magbia sar tefachim. But if I cut the tree and I just raise it the level of the cut to a height that's 10 tefachim or higher from the ground, or I just cut the tree at the ground level, because cutting the tree at either one of these levels will not enable it to grow back in an improved fashion, so that would be 100% permissible. So in other words, I could do it just in an abnormal way, just not in the normal way. That was Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav, Hamizaniv Bagafanim Vahakotzeitz Kanim. Similarly, if a person is trimming his grapevines, where he's cutting his reeds during the Shemitah year, Rabbi Yosi Aglilio says, Yarchik Tefach. He has to distance the area where he's cutting at least a tefach from the trunk when it comes to the grapevine, and from the ground when it comes to the reeds, so it doesn't look like he's doing this pruning for the sake of improving the plants. Rabbi Akiva says, Kotzitz Kedarko Bekardom Uvim Magal Uvim Geira Uvichol Mashayirta. But Rabbi Akiva actually says something that sounds kind of unbelievable, but we'll have to reframe it in a moment. Rabbi Akiva says that he can actually cut these plants in the normal way, even within a tefach of the trunk or the ground, and he can do it using regular cutting elements like an axe and a sickle, a saw, whatever he wants to cut. And the reason why Rabbi Akiva allows this, the Mefarshim explained, is that he's not saying that you can cut for the sake of improving, but what he's saying is you can cut like this, and you can make sure you do it in a way that it will not allow it, this cutting, to improve the growth. So you do it in like an imprecise way or whatever it is, but says Rabbi Akiva, you don't need to do it more than a tefach away. That doesn't necessarily make a difference. And finally, Ilan Shenifshach, Koshrin Oso Bashvias. When you have a branch of a tree that was cracked, so you are allowed to tie it together during the Shemitah year, right? Like give it like a bandage. You can do that during the Shemitah year, but lo shiyale ela shelo yosef. You can't do it in a way that it will make them grow together and heal, but you could do it in a way that will just allow it to not split further together. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.